When I wake, all I feel is pain, a splitting agony in my arm, a relentless throbbing in my skull, a dull ache in my ankle. I'm troubled to find that I'm not at home in bed safe in my husband's arms. Troubled to find that I don't know where I am at all. The sun searing my eyes clearly shows me that I'm outside, but where? The ground beneath me is uneven and rough, jutting into my back in several places. As my eyes adjust, I see that I'm in a clearing in some forest, and I'm alone. Not only that, but I'm hurt, and badly. I risk a glimpse down at my left arm only to find it broken, utterly mangled. I'm horrified by the sight of it. The bones of my forearm have snapped into a gruesome compound fracture. My anxiety escalates, giving way to abject terror. I know that I'll likely die if I don't find a way out soon. I'm sure there are predators here, and I'm easy prey. I hoist my upper body up with my right arm to sit, wincing as I reposition my injured arm. Luckily, my ankle isn't in as bad or worse shape. It's twisted, but I should be able to walk. Slowly, laboriously, I use my good hand on a boulder as leverage to lift myself off the ground, shifting my weight onto my relatively intact leg. Already I'm exhausted, needing a break. My heart sinks. I'll never get out of here like this. An abrupt sound stirs me out of hopelessness. It's a man's voice. Not just any man's voice. My husband's voice, and he's calling my name. Latha! He calls from far above, and I can hear that he's winded. He must have been searching high and low for me. Latha, I'm here! I track the sound of his voice up the side of a cliff beside me. A vague understanding begins to form in my mind. A hazy memory of a sudden plummet down the shelf of rock. Eli, honey, I'm down here! I shouted. I hear my husband shuffle onto the cliff. Something in the way he moves sounds different, slower, more deliberate. As he peers over the edge down at me, I understand why. Gone is the strong, agile Eli I know, replaced by a man with silver-white hair and deep-set wrinkles. Still, I can't deny that it's him. I just know it is. Eli! Help! I yell, but he provides no response. Instead, he silently catches his breath, appears to think deeply for several minutes, until, finally, he speaks. Letha, I know I didn't do right by you, he shouts, tone wavering. I wasn't faithful to you. I let my eye wander until I found someone new. I should have just appreciated you while you were mine, while you were still here. What's going on, Eli? Please. I don't understand. He draws in a shaking breath. My new wife used me, spent every dollar I ever made, bled me dry. I'm left with nothing. He wails, sniffling, crying. And to think I pushed you, let you fall to your death here for her. My blood runs cold as I recall his betrayal that forced me down to the ground, harsh and unyielding. I can hear Eli retreating now, leaving me here to languish again, just as he did however many years ago. I'm startled to hear rapid footfalls coming down hard upon the overhang, a running start before my husband launches himself off the precipice. He crashes down just yards from me, dying on impact. Eventually, he wakes, disoriented and confused, lying supine on that boulder. I'm standing over him. His face is so brutalized that he's barely recognizable, but I think he would have smiled if he could. Latha, he sputters, mouth dribbling blood. What's happened? You had a fall, honey, I reply, tightening my grip on the sharpened rock in my hand. Hours later, he's out cold again. I'll continue exacting my revenge later, but for now I must stay awake. I'm starting to get tired, but I can't lay down to rest. I can't forget again.